I anchor at Pawwell Cay, a less traveled island northwest of Green Turtle Cay. Uninhabited, it's serenely quiet, with beaches devoid of human footprints and a grove of tall, wild coconut palms. On the lee side, dramatic coral cliffs shelter tropic birds nesting in their season. Affixed to the rocks near the anchorage is a small bronze plaque. Kathy Swedenborg loved this island. A shrine to a young woman who died with her boyfriend in 1979 when their boat burned. Her epitaph was unconcerned with what was lost. Instead, it connects her forever to this special place she found and appreciated, and to her enduring suggestion that I might love it too. Late at night, I awaken and step into the cockpit, unadulterated by urban incandescence, untinted by the azure hue of day. The nocturnal world projects its magic for those fortunate to bear witness. The moon is high and bright, the white sand bottom illuminated like a stadium. The lunar light brilliant enough to read by. I step astern, grabbing the back stay for support. A diamond shape moves in the water below me. And another. Giant Atlantic stingrays glide over the bottom, dozens of them. Their dark forms undulate, slow and gracefully against brilliant subaquatic sand. An Escher woodcut brought to life, a moving tapestry of figure and ground, a dream landscape. Such sights may be common. Stingrays may congregate here regularly on moonlit nights, or perhaps only once. Tonight, it doesn't matter. I am blessed to witness a secret world of shadows and light. Kathy Swedenborg loved this island. I understand.